A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. The one group that Jesus had his most confrontation with were the Pharisees. And the reason that the Gospels highlight the Pharisees, although the Pharisees were not involved in Jesus', you know, trial at the end and his condemnation to die on the cross, is that because in many of the new Christian churches that they were forming, a new group of Pharisees began to emerge, Christian Pharisees. This group of Christians who were focused only on the outside, you know, outside following of the faith, outside living of the faith. They were more involved into things like washing, you know, pots and pans and kettles, doing all those things that really did not reflect what was going on in their hearts. And I think that's a good message for us today. That's always kind of something we might fall into, become so much focused on the outside that leads to the evil in our hearts of judging and condemning others like the Pharisees did. Jesus reminds us today that the things on the outside are as important as things on the inside. We got to make sure that we are clean inside. And the way he suggests for us to get clean is by giving alms. And that might sound, well, what's giving alms have to do with kind of being spiritually clean on the inside? The connection is what we heard in yesterday's gospel. You know, Jesus calls us to radical dependence on God, a radical trust in God. And when we have that radical trust, then it's easy for us to get let go of things of this world. We don't hang into money. We don't hang into power. We don't hang into our education, whatever it is that we think this is going to give us security. Our security is only in God. And the more we trust God, the more generous we become in letting go of all those blessings that God has given us. And that's why giving alms is not just about writing a check. It's not about volunteering in a homeless soup kitchen. It's about a radical generosity that we're willing to let go of our blessings because we know all we need is God. That's what Jesus invites us to. And as we begin this, you know, season, as we enter into Thanksgiving and then Christmas, let's keep in mind that all of these are about giving thanks and praise to God for our blessings, acknowledging that God is the one who gives us all these blessings, and God calls us to share them with others as a sign of our faith, as a sign of our transformation, inside as well as outside.